Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Again, I want to welcome everyone to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby, broadcasting to you live this marvelous Monday, January 25th, from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business dreams and ideas a success. Well, we have a great lineup for you today, including tips on writing your vision, happenings at womenaboutbiz.com, our question of the week, and we have a very special featured guest for you today, Pamela Adams, entrepreneur, technology expert, and author of the new book, God is in Your Inbox. And of course, we'll wrap up today's Successful Woman Radio with inspiration for your week. Well, let's go ahead and get started with tips on writing your vision. As you know, this is January, the beginning of the new year, 2010. And of course, a lot of women are trying to figure out who they are, what it is that they want to do to be accomplished or feel accomplished for the year. They're also trying to figure out how is it that they write their vision. And so I want to focus on that just for a couple of minutes today. You know, if you were to open up a magazine and saw a featured success article covering your life, what would your story be? If you were to write down your obituary, what would it say? And what is it that you are purposed and driven to be and do? Whatever you see yourself accomplishing and being, it is defined as your vision. And the goals and actions you implement to reach your vision, of course, is your life plan. So let's talk about how do you even begin to write a vision? And, you know, what is a vision? Well, first of all, you know, a vision basically just tells you what it is that you would like to experience and see accomplished throughout your lifetime. And, of course, that vision can be broken down into months and years, decades. So I always encourage businesswomen or women who have not written a vision yet, I always encourage them to just start small and write a vision that you would like to see accomplished for the next 90 days or the next 6 months or 1 year. And some of the things that you should have in your vision, first of all, is you should look at the basic six components in a vision, which is education and learning. You want to, how is your life going to be impacted by family and friends, your health, of course, your finances, your spiritual life, and, of course, your career. So those are six basic areas that you should consider. And, of course, all of this is written out for you in a wonderful article entitled How to Write Your Vision, Meeting Up with Your Greatness, that can be found in the personal development section at Women About Biz. So again, I want to just go over a couple of things now that we've talked about the six components to a vision: education, learning, family, friends, health, financial, spiritual, and career. I want to just get you to ask yourself some questions as you begin to prepare for your vision. Questions such as, what do you enjoy doing? You know, think back on when you were a child or a teenager, when you were younger, last year or even yesterday. What things would you miss the most if you did not have them in your life anymore? You know, you want to list things down so that that helps you to become clear on what it is that you would like to experience out of life. If you never had to work again, what do you see yourself doing? And what habits would you like to form in order to improve your quality of living or accomplish your goals? That's very, very important. And, of course, the big question is, if you were told that you were dying, what would you regret not having done? You see, sometimes we can live life on the surface, so much so, with waking up every day, getting to our work or our business office, that we don't dig deep beneath the surface to understand what it is that we want out of life. And so it's very, very important for you to understand that you have to dig beneath the surface and you have to ask yourself these questions in order for you to know what it is that you truly want. And so I want to wrap it up with basically saying that, of course, your vision is who you are totally. And without your vision, you're sometimes going to feel lost. You're going to feel stressed out. You're going to feel sometimes have a numb feeling because you don't have purpose or direction. So the vision really is important. And ladies, you know how important it is with us because we do so many things. We are multitasked beings, and because of that, sometimes we get our own selves confused. So you really, really want to ensure that you have purchased just a simple spiral-bound notebook, write your vision down, and I think that you will begin to have some clarity and focus. Again, you can see how to write your vision and meeting up with your greatness article on the Women About Biz website. And that does it for tips on writing your vision. Are you seeking ways to grow or start your business? Are you ready to get empowered with resources that can move you to the next level? Then you need to visit womenaboutbiz.com. That is womenaboutbiz as in zebra.com. Visit Women About Biz today and sign up for a free membership. Women About Biz has so many wonderful things to offer business women and women who are seeking to start a business or improve themselves personally. So it's important that you make sure to sign up for the free membership and be able to tap into so many of our wonderful resources. Next, we're going to talk about a few happenings that are going on at Women About Biz, so you might want to get a pen and paper out. Coming up on February 3rd at 12 noon will be the Her Own Boss Seminar, which is a startup seminar for those thinking about starting a business or for those who have already started but need a refresher on setting a solid business foundation. Now, this is a free teleseminar, and so this is something that you may want to take advantage of right away because we normally fill up with this particular seminar each month that we give it. So, again, the Her Own Boss Seminar will begin on February 3rd at 12 noon, and you can sit in the convenience of your own home office or your home or at your work desk and for 45 minutes to an hour receive some very valuable information. On February 4th at 7:30 p.m., we have the teleseminar Social Networking 101. Of course, you know, social networking is the new buzz on the Internet. Everybody is talking about social networking, and it is something to be talked about. From Facebook and LinkedIn to Twitter, millions of women are tapping into this virtual way of communicating, and certainly it is the wave of the future. So if you're ready to take your business to the next level through social networking, you don't want to miss this exciting seminar. And again, this will be happening on February 4th at 7:30 p.m. And, of course, both of these events, the Her Own Boss Seminar and the Social Networking 101 Seminar, are complimentary of womenaboutbiz.com. To register for these events, just visit womenaboutbiz.com, click on the word events in the top red menu bar, and register online. You'll receive confirmation along with the conference phone number and PIN code to gain access. Well, we have come to the question of the week, and, of course, anyone can send in a question to Women About Biz. If you have any questions regarding starting your business or any questions on personal development, you can actually send your questions in to us, or you can visit womenaboutbiz.com, click on the Successful Woman Radio link at the top red menu bar, and then you can also from there click on Question of the Week, and you'll be able to ask your questions. The question we have for today is from Barbara in Ohio. She says, "Dear Coach Trina, I was recently laid off and have been dealing with a lot of stress and frustration. I want to start a business, but my husband doesn't want me to. He says he needs me to look for a job. The thought of going back to work is really stressing me out. How should I handle this?" Well, before I answer that question, I'm going to give a station identification. And so for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio with me, Trina Newby, your host and success coach. Well, Barbara from Ohio, I want to go ahead and answer your question. And again, you said that you wanted to start a business, but your husband doesn't want you to. He wants you to look for a job, and you are stressed out, and you want to know how to handle it. Well, the first thing I want to say to you is that congratulations on wanting to start a business. I mean, we all want to feel accomplished, and we all want to feel in control of something that we can do to make not only others proud, but to make ourselves proud. But I want to make a few recommendations to you, okay? Your husband is probably a little bit nervous about you wanting to start a business, number one, because you have said that you are stressed out. And when we are stressed in front of our husbands, we will tend to make them nervous as well. So he has a lot of nervous and stress energy as well. So in order to bring everything back down to reality, it's going to be important that you really make it plain and write it on paper with exactly what type of business you would like to start. So I want to suggest, number one, that you list your expenses down, and I'm talking about your personal home expenses. List your expenses down and then total them. Next, you want to subtract the amount of income that you guys have coming in, okay? You want to attract the expenses from that income. Now, if you are collecting unemployment, I would recommend to you that you not include unemployment in your income, simply because that is something that's temporary and going to go away. So I would suggest that you just include the income that you have coming in, subtract the expenses from that. Once you have that total, you now know what you're dealing with. You're either going to look at the amount of money that's left over, or a negative amount if none is left over, and you're going to know what you're dealing with. You're going to know how much money, the minimum amount of money that you're going to need to make, because whatever that minimum amount is, your business normally will have to supply that to you if you start a business. And what you need to know about starting a business is that when you first begin, unless you have monies that have been set aside for such a purpose, it's going to take anywhere from a year to 2 years for you to see a profit, okay? So you don't want to compound your stressful situation by starting your business too early, before you have planned out exactly how much money you need to make income-wise, because, of course, in priority of things, you and your family are priority. So once you figure that out, it's going to be important for you to write down and make it plain on paper what your business is about. Now, you don't have to write a 50-page business plan before you start your business, but you do have to make sure that you write down the general idea, the objective, what the purpose is, who the target audience is, and how much income will you need. And, of course, a big important thing is how will you market this. And, of course, research, research, research. You're going to have to take some time to research. So perhaps these are some of the things that your husband is thinking about. And I always let everyone who's first starting a business know it's a beautiful thing to want to start a business, but you have to know the best time for you to start the business. So those are some of the things that you need to take a look at. Now, your husband will feel more comfortable, okay, with your desire to start a business when he sees that you have now gone from the stress mode to the planning mode. Another thing that you want to think about, Barbara, is that you can have a job if it meets your goal and your need, okay? So sometimes you have to take a job for what and use your job for what it is worth, and it is worth stabilization. A job can help you to really stabilize yourself. So when you take a look at that number that's left at the end of subtracting your expenses from your income and you see that number, whatever that number is, if you and your husband are okay with you finding a part-time job to bring in that minimum amount and then you running your business part-time and gradually moving on into full-time, then that might be a great solution for you. But you should never, ever look at anything that you do, especially with finding a job, as the, you know, the means to an end. Your job can be as permanent or as temporary as you want it. Stop stressing yourself out. Everything truly is going to be okay. And I want you to know that if you need more coaching, you can definitely connect with me through womenaboutbiz.com, or you can always call us at our Women About Biz office, 770-934-2109. Okay. Well, I'm very, very excited about our featured guest today. We have had so many people who I have recommended to this individual, and I am just very, very excited that we have our featured guest with us today, Pamela Adams. And so Pamela is going to be with us in just a few seconds. And again, I'm very, very excited that she is going to be on the call. I'm going to take station identification right now. And for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to Successful Woman Radio with me, Trina Newby, your host and success coach. Okay, I want to again thank all of you for listening to our debut show today of Successful Woman Radio. Tune in every Monday at 12 noon. We're just so excited about this show. We're going to be interviewing successful women from around the world. And again, success doesn't mean that you have to be a millionaire. Success is whatever you define it to be, but it definitely means that you have accomplished your goals, you have ran the mile, and you have made it happen for yourself. Okay, without further ado, we're going to go ahead to our featured guest today, and I'm going to just tell you a little bit about her. Today's featured guest is Pamela Adams. Pamela's mission is to help businesses realize significant profit growth by empowering them with the knowledge needed to increase their productivity through the effective use of technology. She has designed programs and trained numerous clients on how to enhance and improve their businesses through innovative and affordable internet marketing strategies. As the Regional Development Director for Constant Contact, Pam is the local marketing expert for the Georgia area and leads email marketing seminars, interactive training workshops, and industry-specific programs. Pam is also the author of the new book, God is in Your Inbox, the first installment of Your Inbox Speaks, a series of inspirational gift books. God is in Your Inbox includes some of the best stories that have been passed around from email to email. These stories have lasted the test of time because of their positive message of love, hope, and faith. And as a serial entrepreneur, she has owned 6 companies and is now delving into independent publishing to help other authors share their stories with the world. Well, Pamela, are you there?
I'm here, Trina.
Wow, Pamela, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be on the debut show. I can't wait to tell everyone to start tuning in regularly.
Yes, and I'm so happy to have you here. Pamela, I am just so excited about all the wonderful things you are doing. Of course, I have known you for several years now, and I just want to let the listeners know that Pamela certainly is a successful woman because she has set her goals and she is making it happen for herself. And I just want to congratulate you on your new book, God is in Your Inbox.
Thank you so much, Trina, and your support has just been, oh, I tell you, I just can't even say it enough, because you've definitely been a big part of this becoming a success.
Oh, well, thank you. I really appreciate that. Well, Pamela, I'm hoping that we will be able to inspire these ladies with everything that has been going on in your life from a professional standpoint. And so I want to get started with basically just asking you a couple of questions, because you have many businesses, and I know there are a lot of women out there who, you know, have so many different business ideas, and they want to put a lot of things into action. I want to just talk a little bit about multitasking a little bit, and I think that I mentioned that to you. But, Pamela, how do you handle it all with 6 businesses?
I tell you, it is a challenge, and some of the 6 aren't going on now. There's some that have evolved into other businesses, or I just took that business and really grew it, but I still do have multiple of them going on now. You know, really for me, a good part of it is making sure that they connect in some way so that when I'm out there networking, I'm not confusing people with, well, I do this and I do this and I do that. You know, it's really at an event. You know, I pick the major thing that I want to get across at an event. And then, you know, once they get in, they learn more about me and how my other businesses tie in and can work well with them.
Oh,
I think
wonderful.
I think with a lot of that multitasking is, you know, making sure that they relate to each other and they aren't so far off the mark, because we can't be an expert in everything.
Exactly, exactly. Now, as a technology coach, Pam, what made you decide to create an inspirational book?
Well, the funny story with that is, you know, a lot of the books I want to do are around technology and small business growth and productivity. But I knew it was going to take me a while to get those done, and one of my first goals was to become a published author and to learn about self-publishing. So I thought about it, and it came to me one day, you know, I've been keeping these stories, you know, over the years that just had good points to them, and why not just compile them into a book? And I really was just going to throw it together and get it done so I can say I'm a published author. But as the idea started evolving, it became more, and, you know, I thought about it, and I said, you know, they don't write the Chicken Soup for the Soul stories either, so why can't my book be the next Chicken Soup for the Soul?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, you know, see a model that works. So I decided instead of just doing the one book and throwing it together and being done, you know, I'll set it up to be a series and, you know, see how it goes from there. But these were just stories that touched me in a certain way, and I used to sign people's cards, you know, I would say, keep your fork. And then, of course, they would ask, well, what does that mean? And I would tell them one of the stories. And that's how the thought came, just put all these stories in a book. Not everyone gets the same stories, and not everyone still has email. So this would be a way to, you know, get these wonderful stories out to people that may not, you know, be in that medium or may not get those messages.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. And for those of you that are listening, again, we are here with Successful Woman Radio. I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby, and we're here with Pamela Adams, entrepreneur, technology expert, and author of the new book, God is in Your Inbox. Well, Pamela, I have read the book, I would say, two or three times.
Actually,
three times, because I went back over several stories this morning just preparing for the interview and just got so inspired from a lot of the stories that are in the book. Now, you were saying that many of the stories that you got were basically stories that, you know, you saw coming in the email and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are there just a, give me a few titles of the stories that are in the book that, that are some of your favorites.
Okay. Well, my absolute favorite is Keep Your Fork.
Okay.
And that's just a wonderful story about keeping in mind that the best is yet to come.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love the mousetrap story because it reminds us to, you know, think about others' plights and not just be concerned about our own. And that story has a good moral at the end that touches on that. And then there's some that are more common that a lot of people have heard before, like the carrot egg or the coffee bean. I love that story and think it has a really good point to it. And then some that are probably less common, which may be like the three little trees that tells a story about these three trees and what they wanted to become, what they thought they were going to become, and how they became something less than what they thought they should have become. But in the end, their purpose that they served was so great.
Wonderful.
So that's another great story in the book.
Now, how do people get a copy of this great book, Pam?
They can go to godisinyourinbox.com.
Okay, that's God, G-O-D, is in your inbox, I-N-B-O-X.com?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. I want to talk a little bit about success because this is the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I want to ask you, what is your definition of success?
You know, depending on when you ask me, some days it's just seeing enough checks next to my to-do items. I've had a successful day. But really, for me, success is when at the end of the day, when you lay your head down on your pillow, you know that you helped someone personally or professionally.
Okay. Wonderful.
You know,
wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, it's not always about the money like you mentioned earlier. It really is, you know, what have I accomplished? What difference have I made today?
Exactly. And, you know, sometimes I think there are so many women out there who are feeling like they are not accomplished but have actually done some very wonderful things in life.
Right.
And they aren't feeling accomplished because sometimes they compare themselves to other women.
Mm-hmm.
And they
right.
feel like, well, gee, you know, here Oprah, she's a billionaire.
Right.
You know, what could I ever do to become a billionaire or, you know, to do the things that are Oprah? But
mm-hmm.
you don't have to be Oprah, right?
Exactly. You know, and sometimes we have to remember to just stay in our lane.
Exactly.
You know, we try to jump over into someone else's lane when we need to just stay in ours, you know, accomplish what we need to do, because it all makes a difference.
Exactly, exactly. What are some of the things that you have done to motivate yourself through your walk with success?
Okay. One of the first things really is just reading.
Uh-huh.
Reading is so important. You know, I grew up reading and in the summer book clubs and all of that. But even today, you know, reading these great books, a lot of people share good books. You often
mm-hmm.
mention a lot of good books, and, you know, we have the book club. And just reading and educating myself, you know, not only just in technology, but, you know, I read about finance. I read, you know, just about success in general. And reading other people's stories, how did they become successful, you know, and
mm-hmm.
what do they think of success?
Exactly, exactly.
Yes.
And I definitely can piggyback on that, Pam, and say that reading has really helped me to be where I am today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It has given me not only inspiration, but there are so many people who are so knowledgeable, and it's almost like getting several degrees wrapped up into one.
Right, exactly.
Where you're not really having to pay but the cost of a book to educate
right.
yourself and to expand mm-hmm. your vision. So
right.
I definitely agree with you.
Yeah.
Tell us, Pam, if you had to give us some tips on technology, because I definitely want to tap into your expert
okay.
knowledge
okay.
on technology. You know, there are still people out there that are in business that don't have a website.
Right, exactly. Isn't it amazing?
It's absolutely amazing, and they are so far behind
right.
Because no one is even using the Yellow Pages, I don't think,
right.
that much
not
anymore.
Not at all. You know.
What would you consider the, you know, some of the top technology things that
mm-hmm.
business women or women who are trying to grow their business need to think about moving
right.
forward in 2010?
Yeah, well, the one you hit it for sure is a website. You know, a website now is what a business card used to be. Now when someone hands you a business card, the first thing they're asking is what's your web address and what's your email address.
Mm-hmm.
So the website is key. And the next thing, which is so simple, is an email address that goes along with your domain name. You know, not advertising. I'm still on the soapbox about this, and I started this soapbox years ago. Don't advertise for AOL and Yahoo and Gmail. Advertise for yourself. Everyone knows after that at sign is a domain name.
Yes.
So
yes.
you know, advertise for yourself. So, you know, the email and website are still key. Social networking is becoming more and more key for businesses. I think the big thing with that is just knowing where are your customers
mm-hmm.
when you're trying to decide, you know, which social networks to get involved in. You know, don't just jump on the Twitter bandwagon because that's what everyone's doing if your customers aren't there.
Exactly.
So, you know, find out, use surveys, find out where your customers are. You know, of course, being the email marketing person here in Georgia, that's definitely key to staying top of mind with your businesses and with your contacts so that you can, you know, create that repeat business, that viral marketing out there. Another big tool, I'd say, is a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nowadays we're so mobile, we're moving around. You have to get a smartphone so that you can, you know, stay in touch and, you know, be up to date with your contacts and the requests that are coming in because, obviously, to be successful, we're expecting that a lot of people are going to be trying to contact us.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
You know, so you don't want to be out there and say, oh, I didn't get your message till 2 days later.
Exactly.
You know, you want to make sure that you're in touch.
So when you mention smartphones, what are you talking about? Give us a
okay.
couple of examples of a
the
smartphone.
Smartphones, you know, obviously the most common one today is the iPhone.
Okay.
You know, the Android is out there now, and that's really taking ground. I personally have the Palm Pre that I love, and which functions pretty much like the iPhone as well.
Mm-hmm.
But having a phone that does more than just calling out, one that allows you to, you know, check websites, to check your emails, to have your contacts in there as well, and one that syncs if you're using Microsoft Outlook, which I highly suggest because it's a great way to be able to manage multiple email accounts effectively without losing a lot of time. And if you have Microsoft Outlook, making sure that you're syncing the data that's on your phone with your Microsoft Outlook so that, you know, everything is up to date.
Exactly, exactly. Well, for those of you that have just joined us, we are Successful Woman Radio, and I'm your host and Success Coach Trina Newby, and we are talking to Pamela Adams, entrepreneur, technology expert, and author of the new book, God is in Your Inbox. Well, Pam, I want to talk a little bit about being a serial entrepreneur because as I began to describe you a little bit to our audience, it stated that you were a serial entrepreneur. What do you describe as a serial entrepreneur? What does that mean?
The serial entrepreneur for me is just someone that, you know, you just love being an entrepreneur. You have all of these ideas, so you start these, you know, a different business, you know, and it, one turns into another and so on. But again, it's being controlled. It's not just jumping. It's not sort of the jumping around from the one opportunity to the next, and, you know, a lot of people do that with some of the MLMs and things, but it really is creating valuable businesses. So, for example, when I first started my company, when I was laid off back in 2001, I did business card advertising, and that grew into adding the business cards on websites and helping people have a web presence. That then grew into a web design company, and then that, of course, turned into more of the technology coaching that I do today because I found so many of my customers just didn't have a clue, and they'd buy software they didn't need, so then I moved into more of the technology coaching. But, you know, just kind of creating businesses that work and also creating businesses that can start working themselves and running themselves. So, you know, looking at good, valuable affiliate-type sites that tie into your business and your products and services.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So for those of you that are listening, you know, again, it's great when you have so many ideas coming through, but you definitely want to prioritize them and put them into action. And then, like Pam, be focused enough to make it happen for yourself because you can do that. Mm-hmm. Pam, if people want to connect with you, how do they do that?
They can connect. They can go to my website, rpamela.com. That's R, my first name is Rosalind, pamela.com.
Okay.
And that actually is kind of who I am online. So it links to all of my social networks that I'm a part of. It links to my various websites. So that's the easiest way to get in touch with me.
Okay.
Or they can email me at pam@rpamela.com.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. I want to talk a little bit about the publishing side. You know, again, you know, I'm looking at your book, and I'm so proud of you, Pam.
Thank you.
I am just, you know, it just feels so good. You know, first I want to say to the women that are listening is that when you are trying to accomplish things and be positive in life, it's very, very important to keep positive people around you. And the naysayers and the negative people, you've just got to kick them to the curb, as the slogan goes.
Absolutely.
And, Pam, I just want to say you have definitely been a positive influence in my life, and I am just so excited. I've been telling everybody about your book, God is in Your Inbox, and certainly we are going to highlight this at Women About Biz. You know, the publishing industry itself, I'm a firm believer that everybody has a book.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You know, I believe everybody has a book in them. I noticed that, you know, again, we talked about the fact that this is a series. Your goal is to make this a series. And then, of course, you created a publishing company, Bite-Sized Books.
Yes.
Why did you decide to just go ahead and start a full publishing company?
Okay. Well, when I put the book together, one of my goals was also to learn about self-publishing. And as I learned about self-publishing, you know, I learned there was a difference in, you know, being a self-publisher versus being an independent publisher. And I actually ended up setting up Bite-Sized Books as an independent publisher, and the biggest difference is it allows me to publish other people's books. And the reason I wanted to do that is I figured, you know, once I learn how to do it, you know, I'm a trainer by just nature, so once I learn how to do it, I love to help others and teach others how to do it. So I set it up as an independent publishing company to help others that, you know, maybe they're not trying to have a bestseller, maybe they just have that book in them, like you mentioned, that they want to get to their family and friends. Some people just want to tell the family story, but so they don't necessarily want to go with a full publisher that's going to take the rights, take control of the book and all of that. So I set the company up just so that I can help be a resource for others that want to get that book out, but they just don't quite know what to do after they have the book written.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
We'll be able to look forward to inviting you back to the show to talk about self-publishing in and of itself then.
Oh, absolutely. Would love to do that.
Oh, wonderful,
love
wonderful.
To do that.
I'm very, very excited about that. Well, Pamela, I am just so glad that you have been a part of today's show. And I wanted to, you know, just make sure that we've covered everything because, of course, you do so many wonderful things, technology.
Right.
So for those of you that are listening, if there are technology questions that you have for Pam, mm-hmm. You can reach her at pam@rpamela.com. Is that
mm-hmm.
correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, if you want to get your copy of God is in Your Inbox, you can go directly to godisinyourinbox.com
right.
And learn all about the book. Well, Pam, I have chosen a story out of the book that I really liked as
okay.
well, and I just, you know, I just want to quickly read it to our audience.
Okay.
And this one is I Threw It Out.
Okay.
Last week, I threw out worrying. It was getting old and in the way. It kept me from being me. I couldn't do things my way. I threw out those inhibitions. They were just crowding me out, made room for my new growth, got rid of my old dreams and doubt. I threw out a book on my past, didn't have time to read it anyway, replaced it with new goals, started reading it today. I threw out childhood toys, remembering how I treasured them so, got me a new philosophy too, threw out the one from long ago. Brought in some new books too, called I Can, I Will, and I Must. Threw out I Might, I Think, and I Ought. Wow, you should have seen the dust. I ran across an old friend, haven't seen him in a while. I believe his name is God. Yes, I really like his style. He helped me to do some cleaning and added some things himself, like prayer, hope, and faith. Yes, I placed them right on the shelf. I picked up this special thing and placed it at the front door. I found it. It's called peace. Nothing gets me down anymore. Yes, I've got my house looking nice. Looks good around this place, but things like worry and trouble, there just isn't any place. It's good to do a little house cleaning, get rid of the old things on the shelf. It sure makes things brighter. Maybe you should try it yourself. And again, that was the title, I Threw It Out, from your book, God is in Your Inbox. You know, I just love that one.
Thank you.
I
yes,
really love that
one.
Throwing out all of those things that cause you to be worried and cause you to be stressed. And,
absolutely.
And so, Pam, with that, again, I want to thank you for being on the show. We will have up your links to your website and how people can connect with you on the Successful Radio Show page on womenaboutbiz.com for those of you that are listening. Pam, any last words that you'd like to say to the listeners of Successful Woman Radio?
Well, I would actually just like to throw out that they should also connect with me on Women About Biz. I've been a part of Women About Biz for, at least 8 years now,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, great organization. Definitely get involved. Get involved in Women About Biz. Meet so many other successful women that are doing this. And, you know, let's chat. You know, I love to give and I love to share, so please connect with me through the site as well. And I certainly appreciate you having me, Trina, especially for the debut show. I just feel so honored.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much for being on the call. And, again, you know, we look forward to having you back to talk about some of the other ventures that you're doing with self-publishing. And we definitely will keep the listeners updated with everything that's going on with you.
Thank you
so much, Pam.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wonderful. Wasn't that awesome? That was great. And I am looking so forward to updating you on a lot of the things that are going on with Pamela Adams. And again, Pamela is the author of the new book, God is in Your Inbox. And I just want to make sure that everyone knows that we have on every Monday Successful Woman Radio at 12 noon with the guest calling number, area code 347-637-2589. And again, that is our calling number for listeners. Please make sure you spread the word and share it with as many people as you can about Successful Woman Radio. And now we have come to the time for our inspirational moment for the week, and we will be right back with inspirational moments. is your host of Successful Woman Radio and Success Coach Trina Newby. I want to bring to you inspirational moments for this week. There's a quote that I came up with many years ago, and I came up with it because it helped me to get past some hurdles, and it goes something like this. Take off your shoes of fear, put on your shoes of courage, and step beyond your comfort zone. You know, there are so many times when, you know, we have so many obstacles and hurdles in our life, and we are trying to make our businesses work. We're in various relationships that are challenging to us, and there's so much that we want out of life. As a matter of fact, we feel like there is more for us to do, and we know that we could be doing more to tap into our greatness. We know that we could be doing more to tap into our potential. And I just want to say that you can. It's as simple as taking off your shoes of fear. You know, fear has no place for a woman who wants to be successful, for a woman who wants to accomplish things in her life. And so this week, I want you, every time you think about something that causes a little bit of fear to creep in, I want you to say, I'm going to put on my mental shoes of courage, and I'm just going to step beyond my comfort zone, because when I want to do bigger and better things, I'm not going to feel comfortable at first. It is going to be a little bit scary for me, but that's okay, because I can handle the challenge. I can make it happen for myself. And you know what? It's also going to help you to keep negative people and negative things out of your way. You know, it just doesn't help to put yourself and allow negative things to get buried into your subconscious and to really build upon the fear that is already there. You don't want to do that. So, ladies, I want to encourage you to be the best that you can be. You can do this, whether you are starting a business, whether you are getting ready to charge on some new nonprofit project, or whether you're getting ready to do a community project, or simply do something at your child's school. Whatever the project may be, know that you can make it happen this week simply by taking off your shoes of fear, putting on your shoes of courage, and stepping beyond your comfort zone. Well, we have come to the closing of the show. I am so excited that the show went so wonderful today. I want to send a shout out to one of our assistant producers who's helping me, Andrea Barrett. Thank you so much, Andrea, for making the show today and making things happen behind the scenes. Again, I want to thank our featured guest, Pamela Adams, who is the author of the new book, God is in Your Inbox. I want to thank her, and I want to thank all of the listeners who have tuned in to Successful Woman Radio. Remember, tune in every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time to get empowered and inspired. You can call in at 347-637-2589 to listen via phone, or simply go to blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio to listen right online. And again, I am your host and success coach, Trina Newby, saying, have a productive and powerful week.